is used again after the flood. Okay, well, that's just like big, powerful men who were maybe giants because they were genetically superior to everybody else because they had perfect genetically engineered, you know, DNA code. Maybe because they were called Nephilim before the flood, Nephilim or giants or whatever you want to translate it as became synonymous with big, powerful men, big, gigantic men, and or women. And I believe that it's just like, I can't even give you a modern example. If I were to call guys that wore flannel, flannelites, and then suddenly everybody that wore flannel on the planet died, and then 10 years later people started wearing flannel again, I could still call them flannelites. You know, it's just a synonymous term. So I don't believe that they survived the flood. If they had, it would have thrown another monkey wrench into the whole thing, and would have been a problem. The reason I think that occurred, that entire event occurred, Genesis chapter 3, God prophesied to Satan during the curse of mankind, the creation, and Satan, that someday, born of the seed of woman, a person would come, a man who would crush his head. Satan knew that his time was limited. He knew that it was going to come from the human race. I think his goal throughout history has been to destroy the messianic line. He tried to mess up the human race so bad before the flood that God had to destroy the human race with the exception of one people that were still genetically pure human beings. He tried the same thing with David. All of David's sons died, people who had the legitimate claim to the throne, which Jesus had to have. They all died except for one, young boy, which was protected. So Satan has been trying to destroy the human race and the messianic line since the beginning. So I believe that is one of the reasons he had tried that in Genesis 6 account. There's not many people that agree with me. There are some good godly scholars that do agree with me. And there's people in this room that do agree with me. I won't say their names for fear of embarrassment. But they do agree with me. So, is that it? Okay. No more questions. I thank you very much for your attention. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the seminar. God bless you.